This is Jeff Jones, Chairman of CTIP, Council for Trade and Investment Promotion, a New Jersey 501c3 organization. And we're proud to welcome you to CTIP, the experience. We're excited about a host of projects, and particularly Trade Connect, by which you'll get more information as we move along. But let me give you a few moments to wrap your arms around what CTIP is. Since its beginning back in 2012, there was a need for local government units and small businesses in the United States to be a part of a bridge, a connection to inventors, investors, manufacturers, businesses globally for the purposes of making connections, the strong kinds of connections that would prosper, import, export, and make balanced trade precisely that. We are strong supporters of what we call local government capacity buildup. And by that, we support dealing with and directly with the economic development arms of each community, municipality, town, country, or state through a process called PPP, public-private partnership. We stand firm on this because there are opportunities abounding. But those opportunities cannot be met if all those parties interested aren't seeking to find mutual benefit. So we at CTIP like to believe we put our money where our mouth is. We've traveled the globe. We have partnerships in 36 countries. We've developed our most recent project, actually it's probably our most long-standing, it's called the ITICITEC Center in the city of Newark. And the purpose is to create an opportunity for businesses globally and locally to come together for the purposes of conducting trade, manufacturing if necessary, warehousing, but to also have a foreign partner, a true foreign partner, ultimately reducing costs and enhancing output. So that's CTIP. Mr. President?
Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Fernando M. Sopot. I always put my initial letter in between my names. I make sure that M is always there because I credit my parents for what I am today. Second, I recall what Bernard Shaw has said. And what Bernard Shaw is saying is that everything starts with a dream. And if you want to realize your dream, wake up and work for it. And that's exactly what we did. We started this idea of setting up a nonprofit involved on international trade and investment in a place where we are both my co-founder, Mayor Jeff Jones of the city of Paterson, and myself, where we are both strangers in that area. We went into a trade mission in Gujarat province of India. We were sitting in a coffee shop one breakfast morning when we were about to finish our trade mission. And I told Mayor Jeff, "Ko vadis? What will be the next after the trade mission?" And so Mayor Jeff asked me, "What is your idea?" Exactly, that's what Bernard Shaw has said. We start from an idea. And so I told Mayor Jeff that it's important to have continuity in anything we do, whether a family, maintaining a relationship, or maintaining a business. In a political way of saying things, we have to have political will to do something. And so that's exactly what we did. I was happy that Mayor Jeff is out of the government. And when he left the government, I told him, "Let us organize CTIP, Council for Trade and Investment Promotion." It's a non-profit, non-political, non-government and has an approved 501c3. And the mayor at that time, this was in early 2012, I believe, he said, yes, we should continue. And so we launched CTIP in Garfield, where we have an office there in front of Milan Banquet Hall. And we agreed that we will pursue the promotion of international trade and investment. But since our focus is more on supporting local government capacity build-up, we thought that we should start with the city of Newark, being the number one city of the state of New Jersey. And we were lucky that the mayor of the city of Newark, the Honorable Rush J. Baraka, after he was elected, he formed an agency of his office, which is called Mayor's Office for International Relations and Diaspora Affairs. And this is headed by Deputy Mayor Ugo Nawakoro. Deputy Mayor Ugo and us coordinated beautifully. So having said that, we supported each other. The trust is that we will promote the city as the center for international trade. And I've been saying this every time we have an event. And at the same time, it can be a potential candidate to become the next global city. It is qualified, as a matter of fact. They have the international airport, they have the international port, they have the train, they have everything. And so that makes it more qualified than other cities in the state of New Jersey. It's a cream city. And so more than 5 years ago, we started bringing in delegations from different places. We hosted all kinds of events, and you won't believe this, we even hosted fisheries technology. And I recall what Mr. Richard Branson has said, if you're not familiar with any deal, go for it and study it.
That's correct.
Okay? And so that's exactly what we did. When we were asked by the Yunnan province to host a fishery technology seminar. So we seek the support of Rutgers University, the U.S. Department of Agriculture, and the city of Cape May. And we succeeded. Why did we succeed? Because of the interest of every sectors of that event. And so the plan was to create a fishery technology center supposed to be funded by the Bureau of Fisheries of Yunnan. But there was a lack of follow-up. And so CTIP now is embarking into those several cooperative or cooperation agreement that we have signed, not only with the government agencies in China or India, but also the private sector, which is the economic engine of every local government. And that's exactly why we are saying that our slogan is support the local government capacity build-up. And this is very important for everyone who are listening today, or who is listening today. As we move along, we noted that every local businesses wants to go global. So we are so creative that in this time of crisis anyway, you have to be, the name of the game is creativity. And so for the last 5 years, we have observed the coming in and out of trade missions. And the need for putting up an international trade exhibition center and an investment center is very imperative, very important, significant to every to the city of Newark. If it wants to be the center of international trade. So no less than the Honorable Mayor Baraka and the Chief of Muerda, Mayor's Office for International Relations and Diaspora Affairs, who gave us a green light to pursue what we thought worth it. That's why we keep saying that we put our money where our mouth is. And so they are recognizing the need for trade exhibition center and an investment center. We have done our homework. We conducted survey. And every time we host events, the city of Newark is given us a room at the third floor, room 304. This room 304 has been very memorable to us, simply because it is just like our war room for promoting international trade. This is very significant to us because we have shown to the local government of the people that came to us from China, from India, from Ukraine, and from many other places, that the city of Newark, it has a very strong cooperation with CTIP. This is important in establishing credibility. And so, as I always say, every time I open up a topic, my chairman will do the finishing touches. And I love him for that, because I may lack the art of articulating the topic that I would like to do. But in terms of ideas, I was able to do a major contribution, I believe, to the organization. As what other people say, we are lucky to put up the other disciplines, like after the several years of hosting events, the educational program, we have spinned it off and set up the American School for International Business. And to this day, I think we have signed a cooperation agreement with three universities in China. And there's another one coming, International Executive Education, or International Executive School in Strasbourg, France, which is in the border of Germany. They want us to prepare as soon as possible the MOU so that we can define each other's responsibility and establish the term of reference between parties so that we can move to the next step in bringing the curriculum to our school. And today, this afternoon, there are some authors of business books that they want to reach out and they want to use our platform, which is the school, to strengthen our position on international trade and investment. So I give the floor to our chairman.
We also have, who will be speaking shortly, is our executive director, Michelle Salvador, and she needs no introduction. She will offer some insights. Well, let me just give by way of background, and we enjoy the fact that you have taken the time to listen to our hearts about a mission that we've been on since 2012, if not earlier, when we started on a trade mission to India. And by way of background, I served as the mayor of the third largest city in the state of New Jersey. And I say that just to say this: LGUs, local government units, is vital because as a former mayor, I realized that a once proud industrial city was no longer able to compete on the global marketplace. Yet small businesses, AKA SMEs, small medium enterprises, needed to be able to grow their markets, compete in the global marketplace, employ local residents, and be as fulfilling as they could in any of the number of sectors throughout the world. So CTIP, as our learned and most passionate president has expressed, it's best that I can sum it as this. Truly, there's nothing so near that can take you so far. That the city of Newark, like many other cities, it has many of the necessary ingredients to participate in trade and investment. We're not supposing that we have the answer. We believe that, such as the PPP model, that we contribute a piece publicly, the cities, and that cities anywhere in the world will contribute a piece, and together we'll come up with a project that benefits all those within its boundaries. But I want to pay special emphasis so that we're extremely clear and that you hear us. Local government units, the mayors, the leaders of those cities, towns, heads of state, we're all looking for economic vitality. That's the goal. We got to get the taxes paid. We've got to pay the debt. And very often, there's not a lot of time to support local business, not in the way that they think so. And so if you have a product that you've nurtured, you believe in, and you want the world to know your product, the question is, how do you do that? What's available for you to get your dream to those who might want to and benefit from it? And there's so many questions, because what's available to help you? And so that struggle has continued for a very long time. Those who are iconic big box companies have been doing it very well. They have the resources, they have the political support. But we're looking at those who don't. We're trying to create a gateway for anyone, a solopreneur is how we've defined it, who says, I have an idea. What I don't have is the means to get to a place, a destination globally, to see who's interested, to see if I can get reduction in product materials, to create partnerships so that their companies, their dreams, their families, their communities can prosper. So that's what Council for Trade and Investment Promotion is all about. As it relates specifically to projects, it didn't take rocket science. It just took reality. That if a city, and that's any city, who is landlocked and doesn't have the means for ports and airports, that their struggle and their local SMEs, their struggle is to get their product from point A to point B, and hopefully it goes beyond for greater distribution. So our assessment has been, if you have these requisite resources, and that's not just here in the U.S., that's globally, and you're looking for a new advantage, a new direction, a new opportunity, and you don't know the process in order to obtain it, call CTIP. We're here to help navigate you, support you, connect you, inform you, educate you, so that you can be prosperous, because your success is our success. And so as I get ready to turn this over to our executive director, I just want to close out and say this. We have been fortunate that nations and representatives of nations have found it necessary to reach CTIP, and we advise you and encourage you to go to our various website. Just type in ctip.com, CTIP, you'll find Council for Trade and Investment Promotion. And you'll see our gallery of pictures and our stories about our connections in China, in India, in Puerto Rico, and the list goes on and on and on, where delegations have said and have come and visited, that we've hosted, how do we create a partnership? And of course, that is the beginning of what real trade and investment is about. And that's the launch pad that we're here today to share with you. Madam Director.
So as we discuss CTIP as a bridge and a gateway between markets, not just here in the United States, but also abroad, it's important to note that we support the local businesses by helping them build capacity, just as we do the local government units. One of the mechanisms we use are our trade missions through CTIP, delegation visits, conference, symposium, seminars. We also educate through our American School of International Business. We provide continuing education programming for executive education, specialized training in trade and investment, in public-private partnerships, project financing, international business, just to name a few. Our Global Entrepreneurship Center also builds capacity for our businesses and SMEs to support each other and then be the foundation for our local government units to expand their abroad. their network abroad. Part of what we do is help businesses go global. So as we connect businesses, we use our platform called CTIP Trade Connect. CTIP Trade Connect is our global digital trade route upon which businesses can exchange their services and their goods. Our websites are ctip-usa.org, ctipgcg.net, asibedu.org, ctip-itic.com, which we will hear about shortly, and ctiptradeconnect.com.